phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The election of nearly 100 new members of Congress last November was grounded in grassroots opposition to the federal government's spending us into massive debt and overriding constitutional limits of power. Unfortunately, lobbyists are now exerting pressure on Congress to pass a law in direct violation of the Constitution. One of the most valuable individual rights guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution is the right of inventors to own the exclusive right to their discoveries for limited times. U.S. patents are awarded to the first to invent a new and useful product. All other countries award patents under an alien system called first to file, that is, the first person to file a paper with a government office. Foreign and powerful financial interests are now haranguing us to make us believe that the new dogma of globalism demands that we harmonize our patent system with the rest of the world by changing from first to invent to first to file. But harmonization makes no sense. Why would we abandon the proven best system that has worked successfully for two centuries and replace it with a proven inferior system? Much more important, this patent bill should be rejected because it is flat out unconstitutional. The Constitution plainly states that the property right belongs to inventors, not to someone handing a piece of paper to a government bureaucrat. Seven scholarly law review articles have examined this issue and concluded that first to file is unconstitutional. No scholarly review proves otherwise. More than 200 years of statutes and jurisprudence confirm the standard of first to invent. No matter what arguments of policy or efficiency are made by those first to file supporters, we must not let Congress violate or ignore the U.S. Constitution.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. And how you doing today? I'm telling you, things are nuts. They really are nuts. But I'm glad I grew up in a crazy environment. There's a lot of attributes associated with that I've acquired, to be quite frank. There's a lot of skill sets I acquired because I grew up in such a chaotic environment. So it made me able to handle chaos rather well. So I kind of work when there's like 27 plates I'm juggling in the air. I kind of work under the gun pretty well, so that's a good thing. Listen, my show now airs 2 hours a day, and I am also being carried on Republic Broadcasting Network. So for those of you who are listening in through Republic Broadcasting Network, my show will continue. The second hour will be heard strictly through Republic Broadcasting Network. So for those of you who are in Colorado listening to me through KHNC 1360, you will be able to go to republicbroadcasting.org and pick up the second hour of this show and go there, because my guest who's going to be on with me in a few minutes is going to be continuing the discussion we're going to have on the second hour as well. So please, for those of you who are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, you're going to hear the whole show 2 hours, no problem. But for those of you who are hearing me through KHNC 1360 that originates out of Colorado, if you want to listen to the second hour of this show, then go to republicbroadcasting.org and you will be able to hear the stream. So, and that's a good thing. I'm real excited about that. Listen, I have another great guest lined up, and he was on with me not too long ago, and he's a real sharp cookie, and I want to give you the call-in number to call into this show, because for the first hour, the call-in number is going to be the number that originates out of the Colorado station, and then for the second hour, we're going to be using Republic Broadcasting Network's call-in number. So everybody listening, for the first hour, the call-in number today is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And then when we hit the second hour, I'll give you that number, because you don't need to know that number now. But right now, it's 877-254-7524. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, get in contact with me. I love to hear from people, so any unsolicited opinions you have you want to share with me, that's fine with me. Go ahead and do it. Lots of great information on my website, as well as a podcast of this show will be up on my website tonight. And links to my guest's website will be up there. And I think they're already on there under the tab on my website entitled Podcast. So you will see links to my guest's website there. Go there. Lots of great information that you need to know. Listen, most of you who've been listening to my show for any length of time know that my focus has been United Nations Agenda 21, a.k.a. Sustainable Development, also known as Local Agenda 21 or Smart Growth or you know, lots of other euphemisms they use to deceive the populace here. And actually, it's going on all around the world. It's an evil, evil, diabolical scheme. But the guest that I am bringing on today is Fred Kelly Grant, and he is actually an attorney, and he has been in this fight for a very long time. He has an organization that he has started called Trademark America, and that website is trademarkamerica.org. Please go there, check it out. Fred was also involved with another organization called American Stewards of Liberty. He is an attorney who has been fighting against this grab for our land, our property rights, and it is going on, and these people are devious, they're diabolical, and unless we defeat them, we are going to be done like a duck's dinner. So listen, Fred Kelly Grant, I think you're on the line with me. Are you on with me, Fred?
I am, Maggie, and I'm glad to be here. It's a great way to start a morning.
Well, you know what? I happen to think that way, too, Fred. Look at that. Like minds think alike. It must be a sign. Maybe I should buy a lottery ticket today or something, Fred. I don't know.
Well, I would buy one. If I bought one, it would increase your chances of winning because I've never won anything on it.
Yeah, join the club, Fred. But we've just got a couple minutes before we go to the first break. So what I want to do is have you give us a little bit of your background.
Okay.
And because a lot of the listeners here today didn't hear you on the last show because this new network that I'm on, those listeners probably weren't tuning in to KHNC 1360. So give us a little background, would you please?
Okay. I went to, I'm going to shut off this sound on my computer. I've got an ocean scene that comes on. And,
the ocean is a wonderful place, but...
I love the ocean, but I'm going to move out of the way of the music of it right now.
Okay,
I graduated
idea.
From the College of Idaho in Idaho, majoring in constitutional history and law. Went to the University of Chicago Law School at a time when it was a really conservative law school.
When
and
the
again,
counties
I made
weren't running
constitutional
it, right,
law my priority. Went to Baltimore and was an assistant U.S. attorney. And then moved across the street to the state prosecutor's office, and I was chief of the organized crime division there. And then left and just started defending the people I'd been trying to put away. Came back to Idaho when my oldest son was about ready to start to school, and my wife decided that it was better for them to go to school here, where we went to school, than in the East, in Baltimore in particular. I was counsel to two governors, Governor Cecil Andrus and John Evans. Later on, I started working for the ranchers and farmers in Owyhee County, Idaho. They were threatened with being put out of business by the Bureau of Land Management and the federal government in the first move to rid the public lands of cattle under the slogan Cattle Free by 93.
Okay.
Fortunately, all those ranchers are still in business, and that started me on the business of representing local governments and the citizens in a move to try to get back control from the federal agencies.
Okay.
That in a nutshell is almost 75 years, Maggie.
Well, I'm glad, Fred, that you've been doing it. You've been a ferocious fighter for freedom and liberty and property rights in this country, and we need more people like you, Fred, truly to wake up and get into this game. And I call it a game, but it's not a game. Get into this battle because it is a war that we are in. We're in a war against those who seek to enslave us, and it truly is a war. There is no doubt in my mind that we're in a war. Listen, Fred, on that note, we have to go to break. We will be back in about 2 minutes.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there, lots of great information. A link to my guest Fred Kelly Grant's website, which is trademarkamerica.org, is up there under the tab entitled Podcast. The podcast of the show will be up there tonight. If you want to call into this show, the first hour this morning, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and my show is being broadcast through Republican Broadcasting Network, Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't know, Republican. I got some thing going on with Republican anyway. Republic Broadcasting Network, and for those of you who are listening on this show on KHNC 1360, or to the show, I should say, for the second hour, you will be able to listen to me through republicbroadcasting.org is their website. You will be able to pick up this show. So please go there. The stream will be on. Get in contact with me and call in today, 877-254-7524. So Fred Kelly Grant joins me, Trademark America. So, Fred, what's going on in the assault against our property rights here in this country? What's the latest scoop on how these devious people are trying to take our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is property as well, away from us?
Well, Maggie, just yesterday, in fact, we were involved in a last-second maneuver by the Secretary of Interior, Salazar, to eliminate around 4,000 jobs and impact a $30 billion loss economically on northern Arizona and southern Utah. There's a strip of land between Arizona and Utah called the Arizona Strip, and it's bounded by a part of one of the national forests. When Congress passed the Wilderness Acts for Utah and Arizona many years ago, they did it on a compromise, and the compromise was that strip of land, which is over a million acres, be left to multiple use. In other words, be left out of the wilderness so that uranium mining could continue to go on.
Okay.
In that strip of land, we have 40% of the high-grade uranium that exists in the entire United States. And at a time when we import 90% of all the uranium we need for the more than 140 nuclear sites around the country, the secretary, on his own, has issued an order to withdraw that land from mining so that in spite of what Congress said, he has taken an action that ultimately will remove 4,000 jobs from the economy, and it will cost literally $30 billion in economic losses to that entire area of Arizona and Utah, which I think is really remarkable considering that the president himself called on the agencies just 3 months ago to make decisions that enhance the economy rather than attack it. So I'm representing five counties in Utah and Arizona and a town, Fredonia, Arizona, in the attempt to fight off this land take. And it's going to be a real fight, but to their credit, those county commissioners and town council are ready to fight, and we're going to make the administration feel the fight.
Well, I'm glad about that, Fred, and I'll tell you, for people who are listening, listen, this is all part of a larger agenda, and the goal is to destroy the economy of this country, and they are doing a stellar job of accomplishing that by hook or crook, these globalists who seek to enslave us, and that is not an outrageous statement. That is a statement of fact. They truly do want to create a one-world government, and they are the power brokers. They are the elitists who will be in control, and we will be serfs. We will be on our knees begging for more porridge. Porridge, please, and I got news for you. I say this all the time, Fred. I knew in kindergarten I wasn't going to make a good slave, and I got news for you. Ain't nothing changed to this day, and I'm 54 years old, and I know you're not going out down without a fight, Fred, and I'm not going down without a fight, and these people, you know what? There are more of us than there are of them. All we need to do, Fred, is get the American people awake to understand who their enemy is, and their enemy lives within this country. And,
that's exactly right. You're exactly right, Maggie. You hit it on the nose. From the time I first talked with you, I knew that you understood exactly what the root of all this is. It is control. and it is control of our economy and of our future, because America stands in the way of world government. We always
yes,
have.
We do. Yes, we do.
Yes, the, we do. The thing that I, at this point, being 75, three quarters of a century, my only hope is that we can do something for my children and grandchildren and people of your age to get out of this mess during your lifetime. And I really believe we can, but I think the way you have to do that is starting at the local government level. Local government has always been the most important level of government. It was to our forefathers. It has always been a part of America, that local government, the cities, the towns, the counties, they are the easiest governments to change because it takes fewer votes to change it. It is the level of government that's in touch with the people, and that level of government has been empowered by federal statutes to exercise their authority for the people under the 10th Amendment. And one of the things that we're about is educating local government officials as to their true authority, which is tremendous.
You know, Fred, I'm sure I can tell you honestly from the contact that I've had with different local people and, you know, town councils and school boards and the county commissioners, you know, most of them are what we would deem useful idiots, although there are some who are very sly and they're real slick hustlers and they know exactly what it is they are implementing. They're just great liars. You know, I don't dance around the truth. The truth is what it is. These people are liars, and they lie through their teeth. It's not rhetoric. It's not any of these other terms they use that are lying. Period.
Well, I agree with that, and I think that, but I do think that we have a core of good, decent people at the local government levels, particularly in rural America, and that's where the fight is really being put forward by the administration right now, Maggie. This war is against rural America. If they can cripple our agriculture, if they can cripple the inner structure of agriculture and food production in the West, they've done a tremendous they've made a tremendous step toward world government, and that's the fight that I'm in. It's not that the issues aren't the same everywhere in the country, but in the West they are particularly critical because the administration and several past administrations has taken on the West, believing that the population is so slight that they can overwhelm us, and so far they haven't.
Well, you know, here's another thing, too, Fred, that I think a lot of people really don't think about. Listen, that's where our food is grown.
Exactly.
And if you got control of somebody's food and you have control of their water, you got control of that individual. Because let's see, 3 days, pretty much you can live without water for about 3 days. Food, depending upon how fat you are, you know, you can live a lot longer, maybe 30 days, you know, depending on age and, you know, infirmities, et cetera, et cetera. But maybe 45 days, it all depends. But bottom line is when they control your food and water, they control you.
Right along that line, think of this. If we can't feed ourselves, then we have to be dependent on a foreign country for food. And at that point, we've lost one of the real strengths of this country, because we historically have always been able to feed ourselves and our armies. And from the time they started in 1992, trying to remove cattle from the public lands, cattle-free by 93, they have just continually attacked agriculture. It may seem a minor point, but we no longer produce pineapple in this country. The last pineapple plantation went out of business several months ago in Hawaii, and America no longer produces pineapple. Now, people will say, well, so what? Well, so what is that every crop that is eliminated from our country makes us dependent on a foreign nation?
Yeah. See, nothing is insignificant, Fred, because they're all interconnected, and they all build this continuing framework for a takeover. So pineapple is not insignificant. It's very important because it's just one piece in this larger puzzle that these the puzzle of our enslavement that they're erecting or putting together.
Well, that's exactly right, and this effort to reestablish the connection between the people and authority, which has always been in our existence, is the reason that one of our clients, donated money to start the Trademark America Foundation. And that's our goal. Our goal is to implement the 10th Amendment, which is to me the most important provision in the Constitution. It gives the power to the people, and through the people, we firmly believe, our entire board of directors firmly believes, that we can take back America.
I agree with you, Fred. It lies in the individual. It's not going to lie. There's no collective action going on here other than in the minds of the globalists who want to deny an individual liberties and look at a collective. There's no collective action here. It's the individual American citizen who's going to get up and get into this fight. I agree with you, Fred. We just got to wake enough of them up.
Exactly. And everywhere we do that, everywhere we put on a conference or a seminar on the 10th Amendment or on coordination or any of the tools under the 10th, we get people excited. We have people come forth who are ready to take action and ready to organize in their local areas to take the fight back to the federal agencies and say, wait a minute, we've had enough.
Hey, Fred, I want people to make sure they realize, listen, and I say this before, airtime costs money. There's no free lunch in life. What you're doing, Fred, costs money. There's no free lunch in life there either. So listen, everybody who's listening, the only way that we are going to defeat these people is if you help get involved in that, you get involved in the fight, whether you do it by standing side by side with us or donating your shekels our way. The bottom line is that's what you need to do. And I say to people, listen, you could have $1 million in the bank, but I got news for you. When they finish devaluing the dollar, you might as well have $1 million toothpicks, because that's about all it's going to be worth. So you might as well spend your money in the fight now while you still got a fighting chance than waiting till after all is said and done, because then you're just a slave. It's all a slave.
Couldn't agree with you more. The book I'm working on is called War Against Rural America. It is, as I said, rural America is not just the West. It's in the South, the East. You see it around Philadelphia in the rural areas. Our rural people, who have been the backbone of this nation from the beginning, are the endangered species of today.
Yeah, human beings are. Listen, Fred, we've got a caller, but we're going to be going to break in a couple minutes, so I just want to let that caller know we're going to pick the call back up when we come back from the break in a couple of minutes. So, human beings are the endangered species, Fred. We are the endangered species in these globalists' mind.
It's true. And your listeners in Colorado particularly know what we're talking about. They've been under attack for 6 years now by the state of Colorado and by greedy land control interests in those conservation easement programs there. They've really been through the battle, and I've been very proud to help some of them try to fight through it.
Well, explain, if you would, what a conservation easement is. We've got about 2 minutes before we go to break, Fred, so maybe you can...
Okay. Let's say you own a 140 acres of land, and you want to keep it in the open. You've grown crops there. You've produced agriculture, or you just simply have a nice nature, outdoors nature. You don't want it developed into a subdivision. You don't want it developed in any way, and so you're offered a conservation easement by a land trust. I come to you and I offer you $1 million or $500,000. And to get that money, all you have to do is agree to give up all your development rights on that land forever. That you'll say, well, I don't ever want this developed into a subdivision, and so I'll take the money and keep my land in the open. But what that does is, if you're not very careful, and if you accept the conservation easement that I propose to you, it gives me control over your land forever. An easement means that I have the right to do something on your property. A conservation easement means that I have the right to control your use of your land to make sure that what I want done with that land will be done, not what you want done with it. It's an insidious control of your property that most people do not understand when they go into the easement, either donation or selling of the easement. They think that all they're doing is keeping their land open for agriculture or nature forever. In fact, what they're doing is signing away control of the property.
Okay. Tell me something, Fred. The land, say you gave up 40 acres of a 100-acre plot of land. The adjoining land, well, listen, we've got to go to break, so I'll take that back. I'll take that up when we come back from break.
Okay.
Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. Hang in there. We'll be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Get in touch with me. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. A podcast of this show with my guest, Fred Kelly Grant, will be up on the website tonight. Links to his website, trademarkamerica.com. .org is already up there under the podcast section. So if you want to get in contact with Fred, trademarkamerica.org is the way to do that. If you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number for the first hour is 877-254-7524. My show is also being broadcast through Republic Broadcasting Network. And so at noon, for those of you who'd like to continue listening to this show, we are going to switch over to Republic Broadcasting Network. You will be able to listen through republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, we're going to have a different call-in number, which I will give you then because I'm operating on a need-to-know basis, everybody. So that's how I kind of proceed in life, Fred. I operate on a need-to-know basis because there's only so much stuff I can keep upstairs. And you know what? Out with the old, in with the new kind of stuff. You know what I mean sometimes, Fred?
I do know. The issues are so complex and so many coming at us all the time.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You can say that again. Listen, before we went to break, you had mentioned conservation easements. I had one question, then I believe I still have a caller on the line. So if you could answer this question first, Fred, then we'll take the caller. So the landowner gives up, say, 40 acres of a 100-acre lot. And now what kind of control does this conservation easement holder now have over the other 60 acres that still technically belong to the landowner? Can he have a say in what he does because it touches the conservation easement border?
Yes. Yes, and first of all, what they will try to do is get the easement on the entire property, even though there may be only 40 acres that you want to protect as open. They'll try to get it over the whole property. But even if you don't go for that, what they can do is put conditions on the way you use the 40 acres that will affect the other 60. You know, one of the things that we have found out in the West where there is public lands interspersed with private is that you cannot use a piece of land for particular purposes without impacting the land that adjoins it. For example, suppose one of the conditions that they put in the conservation easement is that you make available habitat for one of the endangered species. Well, Maggie, species don't understand geographic lines. They don't understand boundary lines. And a black-footed ferret is not going to be deterred from crossing from the 40 acres into the other 60. As soon as he enters the other 60, you're under the control of that conservation easement holder, as well as United States Fish and Wildlife. So anything you do with your property affects the property that adjoins it. That's the reason that the state of Nebraska has a law that says that before any conservation easement is created, the county has to approve it, the county in which the land lies, because that easement will impact every other economic producer that adjoins or is near the property. Counties like Owyhee County in Idaho have a conditional use permit process in their zoning by which anyone who wants to create a conservation easement has to go to a public hearing so that his neighbors have the chance to hear how it's going to impact their property and object to it.
Well, it sounds like at least there's a couple areas where some people have, you know, they're on the ball a little bit with recognizing the dangers inherent in these conservation easements. So thank God for that, Fred.
Well, it's true. And one of the real problems is that, often people in agriculture face an operational loan problem. You know, a lot of people in the cities, I didn't when I was in Baltimore, I didn't realize that a farmer or a rancher really operates from loan date to loan date. He has an operating loan from the bank, and that's what allows him to function until either harvests the crop or sells off the calves.
Yeah.
And those operating loans sometimes, with the weather bad or so on, it gets pretty tough to operate. And so
yeah.
The cash, the available cash, is a real temptation to the rancher or farmer, and he falls prey to these folks that want to control his land.
Fred, we've got a caller, so let's take a caller, okay?
Okay.
Hey, caller, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to know if there's any truth to what I saw on the computer about China wanting to or getting a big land grab south of Boise, Idaho.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Our governor in Idaho has been off on trade missions to China. He has operated in conjunction with J.R. Simplot Company for many, many years, and Simplot's interested in the Chinese trade, and so they have made available to the Chinese 30,000 acres just south of Boise, right near the airport and right near the Mountain Home Air Force Base, in which China will establish almost a free enterprise zone, a free enterprise trade zone. And it's just symptomatic of what the Chinese are doing all over the country. It's just that a lot of people seem surprised when a state that they believe is so conservative as Idaho allows it to happen.
Do you have another question, caller?
I was hoping it wouldn't be true, but I guess it is. So that's
yes, it is. And of course, if you're that concerned and you recognize the danger of China, then you recognize the danger of them owning the Port of Long Beach, two freeways around Chicago, and all of the other things that they have taken over in the way of land and resources in the country.
Which freeways do they own in Chicago?
I'm not sure. I know I went on and looked, but there are two freeways that they actually either bought or leased from the city so that they control it and they control the tolls. It's much like they built a port city in Mexico, and that was the beginning point of the first leg of the NAFTA superhighway that would penetrate the central part of America. The first leg of it was the Trans-Texas Corridor, which would lead from Juarez, Mexico to Oklahoma. And we helped those four little mayors in those little towns down there defeat that. But that led directly from a custom-free port of China that China had built on the Mexican Pacific coast.
Any more questions, caller?
That was it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Fred, I'm not sure if we have another caller on the line. Do we have another caller? Hello, hello, hello. No, I guess we don't. Okay, Fred. So, these things seem so implausible, like that gentleman who just called. It's just so hard to imagine that your own government is selling you down the river. But that's
Wouldn't have dreamed of when I was studying constitutional history and law. I'm certain that our founders, I was reading a Benjamin Franklin biography last night. It's the first time I've ever read one, even though I'm a great believer in his wisdom. As I thought about it last night, I thought if they had had any idea that someday our government would be dealing with China, with Canada, and with Mexico in a way that gave up our sovereignty, they would have not believed it, and I'm not sure they would have worked quite as hard to get the Constitution. But fortunately, the document they put together is what's going to save us through all this. And it's the document that continues a republic, even though there are people trying to destroy it. But as long as the people can stand firm and we can give them some help and leadership, we can keep that republic.
Well, I'm with you, Fred, so I know we're going to do whatever we can to make that happen because it's critical. I don't want to be a slave, and I know you don't want to be a slave. And on that note, we're going to break, and we will be back in 2 minutes, everybody, so hang in there.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number for the first hour of the show is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on there, so if you want to call, email me and tell me your unsolicited opinion, please do so, because, hey, I like to hear what people have to say. My guest this morning is Fred Kelly Grant. His organization is called Trademark America. The website is trademarkamerica.org. Please go there. please help out. As I said earlier, listen, there ain't no free lunch in life, and only fools think there is, because everything has a price tag attached to it. I don't care what it is, one way or another, you are going to pay, because there ain't no free lunch in life. So listen, if you want to take full advantage of your dollars while they're still in your pocket and do have some purchasing power, then I suggest airtime costs money. What Fred's doing costs money. There ain't no free lunch. Send a few shekels both our way so we can continue to redistribute the truth, because that's what Fred's about, and that's what I'm about, the redistribution of the truth, because, hey, the truth will set you free. So, Fred, you know, we were talking before we went to break about just the mind-blower fact of, you got to laugh, because the only other alternative, honestly, is to cry, but the mind-blower effect of all these things, you know, when you hear people, I was listening to a show the other day, and a woman called in, and she said, well, you know, should I use my credit card to buy more food? And this young woman, about 30, and you could hear in her voice the, honestly, the fear, Fred, of the unknown and what the future holds, because it doesn't, the horizon doesn't look like there's rainbows on it anymore. It's storm clouds around the horizon.
Maggie, that's exactly right. The first chapter of my new book is called The Gathering Storm, based on the title, you know, that Sir Winston Churchill used. And it's been gathering against us for many years. But, and the fear that you talk about, you know, one of the real gratifying things about Trademark America is that when we finish one of our two-day conferences, there is hope. Those people who have come to the conference know that they've been empowered. They've got the means for going out and making a difference in their locality. And we've had hundreds of people say, you know, I have some hope now. I know there's something I can do, because most people think there's nothing I can do as an individual. There is. There is on the local level. That's what Trademark America is about. And just for a couple of minutes, if I could say a little bit about it.
Go right ahead, Fred. Say anything you like. I'm into free speech. Tell anybody anything you'd like to tell them.
Well, Trademark America, the purpose of the website, one of the purposes, is to give people a chance to communicate free ideas. This is not an elitist website. We have some great writers who are contributing. But we want comments from the people. We want problems that the people are facing so that we can respond and help. And we want stories of the successes. I could outline the successes that have come through coordination in that process, Maggie, and go on for 2 hours, where with local governments and the people in those local governments, we have saved the farmers and the ranchers in those local economies by using that authority that is given there. We have a board of directors that I'm very proud of. My daughter-in-law, Stacy, is the president of the foundation. She's worked with me for 19 years. She worked with me for 11 years in getting a private property bill passed, the only private property bill to benefit ranchers in the last 40 years through the Congress. I'm very proud of her. My son John works with us, and both of them have really come forward to learn the issues, and they feel as passionately about this as I do. We have a board of directors of people who have worked with me for the 18 years in making the coordination process a success in their localities, and we're all ready to share our expertise and our help. Right now, one of the things we're focusing on are local sheriffs who are faced with real problems, from the borders in the Southwest to the borders of the forest, of the National Forest throughout California and Oregon. And we're helping those sheriffs understand that under the Constitution of the United States, as well as each state, they are the primary law officers. They are the only primary law officer, and they have complete authority over federal agency personnel. And they're beginning to understand that. When they do, they then can help protect the rights, the property rights, and the individual rights of their citizens. So I'm really proud of the work we're doing. And in addition to asking for funding, because as you say, there ain't no free lunch, but we especially want people to contribute to the website. Let us hear the problems around the country. There's strength in people understanding that if you face a problem, there's a neighbor down the street that faces the same problem, even though you may never have talked to him.
Right. That's so true, Fred. That's so true, because we don't know what's going on next door. That's until
exactly
we talk
right.
to them. That's very
and that's
true.
Our effort, is to make people know and understand that this is a fight not just, for example, not just by the people of Colorado who are fighting those conservation easements, but the people in California who are fighting being closed out of their own forests. We're representing a school district in southern Colorado that is desperately trying to protect their land against a military-based takeover of land. One little school district has joined together to make this fight. And when they join together like that, under the process made available under federal statutes, they have an equal spot at the table with the United States military.
Well, Fred, we've got a couple minutes before we go to break. So do you want to explain what this coordination is, if you could? I don't know if you can do it in 2 minutes, but start. We'll continue when we come back from the break.
I can sure try.
Okay.
I've been at it for 18 years now. In virtually every federal statute that relates to federal lands or resources, endangered species, and so on, there is a provision that requires that the federal agencies coordinate with local governments. And the word coordinate is defined by Congress as meaning that the federal agency has to provide meaningful input to the local elected officials, meaning that they get an equal status at the negotiating table. They're required to give prior notice to local government as to anything they plan to do. They're required to give the local elected officials an opportunity to help develop the plan. And the final point of coordination is that they're required to do everything they can under the law to make the federal policy plan or action consistent with the protection of private property that is the policy of the local government.
Okay, Fred, on that note, we're going to be going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Hang in there.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And for those of you who are listening in Colorado, my show is now continued for a second hour, only it is broadcast through Republic Broadcasting Network. You can get there through the Internet, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there and you'll be able to hear the rest of this conversation because I will be on for a second hour, only I'm no longer on for the second hour, and well, I never was in the first place, on KHNC 1360. So listen, for everybody listening, the show will continue on Republic Broadcasting www.fredhess.org. So go there, and you can continue to hear what Fred has to say. And he's you are, I want to use the word spew, but it doesn't sound too good, Fred. Spewing pearls of wisdom, but I'll have to come up with another.
well, listen.
Something
I've been
besides
accused,
spew, but you're putting your pearls of wisdom out there, Fred.
So
we've got
spewing.
A couple more minutes before this show actually ends on KHNC, and then we flip over to Republic Broadcasting. So go back to where you were at with coordination, if you would, please, Fred. I know it's a little confusing, but it makes for interesting times. You know what I mean?
Well, it does, and the process of coordination is one that had been very carefully secreted by the federal agencies. It became the law in 1976, but it was never used until about 19 years ago, when I was called in by a friend in Owyhee County, gigantic county in southwestern Idaho, which is totally dependent on livestock grazing. And they told me that the ranchers were in imminent peril of being put out of business. And I undertook to try to find a way to maybe save them. I found this provision on coordination in the Federal Land Policy Management Act, and I didn't really believe it could be true, that it really meant what it said, but I did tell them that I could probably, with my experience in the law, I could probably buy them 2 years of time while I muddied the waters in an administrative process. Well, by using the process, the coordination process, to its ultimate advantage, those 180 ranchers are still in business today. And as a matter of fact, the Bureau of Land Management today sends its top management out to Murphy, Idaho, population 80 or 90, once a month to meet with the commissioners for that county and allow them to participate in the development of whatever plans and policies they're working on.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's just a marvelous opportunity to local governments.
Yeah, it really is, Fred. It's very exciting. I want to ask you one other quick question, but you know what? I think I'm going to hold off because we've only got about another minute and a half or so left on this station, and then we flip to, for everyone listening, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll be able to hear the second hour. My guest is Fred Kelly Grant, and he is from trademarkamerica.org, and go to his website, please, and donate some shekels his way, because I got news for you, kids. I keep saying it, but it is so true. Free speech costs money to save our country. Is going to take bucks, and listen, they're using our tax dollars against us, so the only way we're going to defeat these evil, evil people is to use our own funds to make that happen, and that's what you need to know. Listen, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and for those of you who'd like to continue listening to this show who are not listening through Republic Broadcasting Network right now, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and you can hear the second hour of the Unsolicited Opinion radio show, where we redistribute the truth one word at a time. So listen, everybody, republicbroadcasting.org is the place to go to catch the second hour. Thanks for listening, everybody, on KHNC 1360. I appreciate it. And hey, catch me on the other network right now. So hang in there, everybody. Chin up. Better days are coming. We'll be right back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of people to be
Gold. Ever.